In Sindh province in southern Pakistan, on the western bank of the Indus, lies the town of Sewan Sharif. 2 months on and the water is still surging. In many places here, the land is actually below the level of the river, and so the water is draining very slowly, or not at all. The water has surrounded Sewan, home to Pakistan's largest and most popular Sufi shrine, visited by hundreds of thousands of devotees every year. They come to pray to Lal Shahbaz Qalandar, a celebrated saint from the 13th century who, legend has it, was endowed with great and mystical powers. Sewan's dazzling shrines are now surrounded by water on three sides. On one side lies the Indus, on the other lies Manchur Lake, a giant freshwater lake that normally collects water from the mountains, then feeds it into the local irrigation system. Now that whole system has overflowed, spilling water across the surrounding countryside and creating a vast inland ocean. Roads, railways and fields have been flooded, and Sewan is cut off from neighbouring towns.
What items did they lose under the water?
This newly formed ocean in southern Sindh is dotted with hundreds of tiny new islands of sorts, clusters of houses surrounded by water. At the height of the emergency, hundreds of thousands of people had to be evacuated, carried away on a fleet of almost 100 Pakistan Army boats. Many escaped to raised land where they set up temporary shelter for their families. But there's been little drinking water, food, or medical care, and disease is a constant threat. At one point, thousands were on the move every day as the body of water shifted course.
सूरत आले वाइट पानी में जाम थियो कोने पानी खोले छडो न फसल असा लुडिया माने सामान अद कडियो सी अद पानी में लुडियो बिजो या जेके वो लुडिया खाल में गाडी ने नौ मानु कडिया आसे
But not everyone fled. Among the new islands is the village of Bachalchana, where some men have stayed behind to protect their houses and property. Roving bandits armed with guns and travelling by boat have been looting houses at night, and there's even talk that some may have taken over abandoned villages. The only way out of Bachalchana is on a boat taxi service provided by the army. While Pakistan's civilian government has faced stringent criticism for its reaction to the floods, the army has used the disaster to burnish its image. Military helicopters fly through the skies, dropping sacks of aid and sometimes supplying doctors when they become available. But roving thieves and food shortages aren't the only problems. As people and cattle crowd together, the villages and temporary dwellings are surrounded by a breeding ground for disease. Aid workers fear a massive outbreak of malaria, some of it possibly fatal. We visited a camp of people from the Chota community on the edge of Sewan. They came from a village called Tendo Shahbaz. Given the already low levels of development of Sindh and the province's unfortunate history of marginalization, people's expectations are low. They are used to taking matters into their own hands.
इते इते
पानी भरी जाएं बस पानी पीने लाकों ने को टैंकर पहुंचा चंद पानी बता भरे पे आदि
ये में मदद कोन के मरा से मुक्त चार कर सबे दारा से मदद थोड़ी मरा था मदद भी कुछ के कोन के आने छड़े ना था के न को मत मिलो न ऐसा इमदाद मिलो न काशम न इमदाद बस आगे को बकिलो खंड चावर आई बकिलो कण खंड न बस अटो भी कोन मिले.
Nobody's quite sure when the waters of the Indus will start to recede and send. And even when they do, farmers won't be able to use their land for many months after that.
पानी खणो आ बलोस्तान पानी आ खबर ना त कदी लंदो कदी न लंदो असा परेशान हो
सर्दी आ गए
असा जो खुदा कर ले त माना असा मनो पर जी अल्लाह कंदो आ असा त
For those who have seen little or no aid, they can only place their faith in their 13th century saint, Lal Shahbaz Qalandar.
Asan anna ja kadosi sobo sanjo to che cha mate de karu bachan cha